Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin dips to 22,600, risking further losses if it fails to hold above the 200-week moving average. Quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vande Pop, Bitcoin facing crucial resistance again. If that breaks at 23,800, I am assuming will continue, and then 28,000 is on the tables. But we also have a clear breakout above the 200-week moving average confirmed, and he also shares the most important chart is in Bitcoin. It's the total market capitalization for crypto, never closed beneath the 200-week moving average in the recent crash and is curling back up. This would mean that we have seen the low. The most likely scenario is a continuation towards $1.25 trillion. And quoting Rec Capital, Bitcoin is seesawing around the 200-week moving average all week. The most important thing will be a confirmation relative to the 200-week moving average in the form of a weekly candle close. The 200-week moving average represents a price point of $22,800. Also be sharing the latest from Plan B and his tale of two investors. And as pointed out here, the biggest mistake the elite did was to piss off Satoshi Nakamoto so much that Bitcoin was created in 2009. And now for a fun fact, if you invested $1,000 in Bitcoin 10 years ago, you'd have over $3.4 million today. And check this out, quoting Prince Philip of Serbia, every country will eventually adopt Bitcoin. Let's go. Also in today's show, Bitcoin network difficulty drops to 27.69 trillion as hash rate eyes recovery. And quoting Michael Saylor, in quarter two 2022, Bitcoin mining efficiency surged 46% year over year, and sustainable power mix reached 59.5%, above 50% for the fifth quarter in a row. The network was 137% more secure year over year, only using 63% more energy. It is hard to find an industry more clean and efficient. Also in today's show, crypto to reach 1 billion users in 2030, according to this latest report. Also in today's show, crypto traders are not prepared for imminent market move, says crypto analyst who predicted the Bitcoin 2022 crash. Quoting Crypto Capo, most people are not prepared for what is coming, and it shows. Also in today's show, billionaire Shyamak P issues a global economic warning and says demand-side recession is incoming. That's right, the billionaire venture capitalist is warning that the global economy appears to be on track to witness two phases of a recession. Also be breaking down his throwback $1 million Bitcoin price prediction for the King Crypto, and we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. What's good, my crypto la familia? Make some noise in the live chat. I'm your host, JV. Hopefully you're enjoying your weekend thus far. The mood across the crypto ecosystem is noticeably brighter on July 22nd after a week of gains helped traders put the events of the past 2 months behind them and look towards a positive future. Data from Cointelegraph Market Support and Trading View shows that the price of Bitcoin has been oscillating around support at $23,000 over the past couple of days and continues to hold slightly above its 200-week moving average, which is a critical line in the sand, which has been a reliable indicator of the bear market bottoms of the past. And here you're looking at the Bitcoin one-day candle chart. And as the debate about the market's direction continues to rage, here are the important levels to watch out for heading into the weekend, according to analysts. Let's start with the 200-week moving average, which we need to close above. The significance of Bitcoin trading above its 200-week moving average was noted by independent market analyst Mikhail Vande Pop, who posted the following chart highlighting the major support and resistance zones. As he shares here, Bitcoin facing crucial resistance again. If that breaks at 23,800, I am assuming will continue, and then $28,000 is on the tables. But we also have a clear breakout above the 200-week moving average confirmed. And he also reminds us here, the most important chart is in Bitcoin. It's the total market capitalization for crypto, never closed beneath the 200-week moving average in the recent crash, and is curling back up. This would mean that we have seen the low. The most likely scenario is a continuation towards 1.25 $1 trillion. Now, the importance of Bitcoin holding above the 200-week moving average was further addressed by market analysts, Rec Capital, who highlighted the need for Bitcoin to see a weekly close above 22,800. As shared here, Bitcoin has seesawed around the 200-week moving average all week. The most important thing will be the confirmation relative to the 200-week moving average in the form of a weekly candle close, which we will receive tomorrow evening. The 200-week moving average represents the price point of $22,800. Let me know if you feel we're likely to close above this critical line in the sand, better known as the 200-week moving average, in the comments right down below. Now, the recent Bitcoin price action is a sign that a big move is ahead for the king crypto, and it's going to happen soon. According to crypto trader and pseudonymous Twitter user Crypto God John, who provided the following chart outlining two possible paths ahead for Bitcoin, quoting him here, "I think a big move for Bitcoin is going to happen soon. Break above and hold 24,200. I think we squeeze the 27,000-28,000 fairly quickly. And if we start accepting back into the range, I'm looking for a flush down to 20K. Pretty easy and validation on both. Stay safe." Now, the possibility of a move in either direction was also noted by the Twitter user Main, who posted the following chart addressing the potential range breakout for the king crypto, as shared here. "Simple view, potential range breakout. Upside could be juicy if we can hold above 22,500 range high. Lose the range high, this will likely be a deviation. The move above the range high becomes your risk as you target shorts back into the range. And for those more inclined to accumulate and hodl as opposed to focusing on day-to-day price movements of Bitcoin, market analyst Caleb offered a following insight to when it would be a good time to dollar cost average. Quoting him here, "Bitcoin analysis with monthly candles and the 12-month Williams percentage R oscillator, when the Williams percentage R becomes oversold on a one-year basis, it signals an accumulation zone. When it crosses above the oversold threshold, the bull market stampedes. We're in the accumulation zone since May 2022. Now for a tale of two investors by Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model. Number one, people in profit, 2009 to 2020 investors, bought at an average price of $8,000. They have 60% of all BTC waiting for the next bull market. And number two, people in loss, 2021 to 2022 investors, have 40% of all BTC, bought at an average price of $43,000, and fear that this time is different. And he also recently reminded us, last green candle at the current level was December 2021. And took us to $60,000 in 4 months. Let's freaking go. And quitting Bitcoin for freedom, the biggest mistake the elite did was to piss off Satoshi Nakamoto so much that Bitcoin was created in 2009. And now for a fun fact, if you invested just $1,000 in Bitcoin 10 years ago, you'd have over $3.4 million today. Not too shabby of an ROI. And quitting Prince Philip of Serbia, every country will eventually adopt Bitcoin. That's right, as a Bitcoin game theory is in full effect. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin network difficulty drops to 27.69 trillion as hash rate eyes recovery. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting. And in the red, we have Bitcoin down 5.6% for the day, maintaining just above $22,300 at the time of this recording. We have Ether down 6.3%, trading just above $1,500, while Binance Coin, XRP, Cardano, Solana, Polkadot, and Avalanche all correcting as well. And in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The difficulty in mining a block of Bitcoin was reduced further by 5% to 27.693 trillion as network difficulty maintains its 3-month long downward streak ever since reaching an all-time high of 31.251 trillion back in May 2022. Now, network difficulty is a means devised by Bitcoin creator Satoshi Nakamoto to ensure the legitimacy of all transactions using raw computing power. The reduced difficulty allows Bitcoin miners to confirm transactions using lower resources, enabling smaller miners a fighting chance to earn the Bitcoin mining rewards. And here you're looking at the Bitcoin network difficulty chart. And despite the minor setback, zooming out on blockchain.com's data reveals that Bitcoin continues to operate as the most resilient and immutable blockchain network. That's right. And while the difficulty adjustment is directly proportional to the hashing power of miners, the total hash rate recovered 3.2% along similar timelines as shown below here in this chart. And at its peak, the Bitcoin hash rate reached an all-time high of 231.428 exahashes per second when the Bitcoin price fell to 25,000 last month in June, raising monetary concerns around extensive power usage. Even since China banned all crypto trading and mining operations in June 2021, the United States picked up the slack and becoming the highest contributor to the global Bitcoin hash rate. However, Chinese miners resumed operations in September 2021, and according to Statista data, the U.S. represents 37.84% of the global hash rate, followed by China at 21.11% and Kazakhstan at 13.22%. Now, previously, Cointelegraph reported the meteoric drop in GPU prices have opened up a small window of opportunity for small-time miners to procure a piece of a more powerful and efficient mining equipment. That being said, miners see falling GPU prices as a means to offset their operational costs amid an ongoing bear market, and easing up concerns related to exorbitant power usage. A report related by the Bitcoin Mining Council uncovered that nearly 60% of the electricity used for BTC mining comes from sustainable sources. Quoting the GigaChad, Michael Saylor here, in Q2 2022, Bitcoin mining efficiency surged 46% year over year, and sustainable power mix reached 59.5%, above 50% for the fifth quarter in a row. The network was 137% more secure year over year, only using 63% more energy. It is hard to find an industry more clean and efficient, and the GigaChad makes a great point. Now check this out. The study also found that Bitcoin mining accounted for just 0.09% of the 34.8 billion metric tons of carbon emissions estimated to be produced globally and consume just 0.15% of the global energy supply. So take that, all you Bitcoin energy FUD puppets. And before I break down next way of the day, crypto to reach a billion users in 2030, according to this latest report. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, still maintaining above that $1 trillion milestone with 69.4 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 41.8%, with the Ether dominance at 18.2%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have EOS leading the pack, up 4.6%, trading at $1.14. Axie Infinity up 4.3%, trading just under $17, followed by Bitcoin Gold up 2.3%, trading just under $23. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of green. We have Ether Classic leading the pack, up 81.6%, Lido up 43.1%, and Bitcoin Gold up 42.3%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated a 31 out of 100 in fear, yesterday a 33, last week a 21, and last month an 11 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down the next story of the day. It's a widespread sentiment for people outside of the crypto community to look at Bitcoin prices and conclude that it's too late to get into crypto. However, a report shows that the industry is still at the beginning phase of the adoption curve. That's right. In a joint report published by Boston Consulting Group, BitGet, and Foresight Ventures, data shows that crypto adoption is still very low compared with traditional investment assets. According to BCG, only 0.3% of individual wealth is invested into crypto, which is incomparable with the 25% put into equities. Now, the report concludes that the shallow investment penetration means there's still a lot of room for more substantial growth and adoption within the crypto industry. And in addition, the report compares the internet's adoption curve to reach 1 billion users with current cryptocurrency holders and Ethereum addresses with non-zero balances. The report mentions that there is plenty of growth to come, as shared here in this chart. And by comparing the data, the researchers predicted that crypto users may reach 1 billion by 2030 if the trend line continues on its current course. Let me know if you feel if we're likely to reach a billion crypto users by 2030, as this chart suggests. I'll let you boy in the comments below. Now, a recent market report by consulting firm Verified Market Research predicted that the NFT industry's value might shoot up to $231 billion in 10 years. And according to the report, the sector may continue an annual compound growth rate of 33.7%, with music, film, and sports identified as the core drivers. And on the other hand, a report from McKinsey and Company reported that the metaverse could alone be valued at $5 trillion by 2030. The international consulting company surveyed consumers and companies across various countries and industries to identify patterns in consumer behavior. And according to its figure, e-commerce will be driving the cash flow within the metaverse, making up to $2.6 trillion in revenue by 2030. So there you have it. And before I break down next way of the day, crypto traders are not prepared prepared for imminent market move, says analysts who predicted Bitcoin's 2022 crash, as well as I share with you billionaire Shamath P issuing a global economic warning and says demand side recession is incoming, and I share with you his throwback $1 million Bitcoin price prediction. But first, I want to remind you to smash the show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And the greatest thing you can do to help support the show and this Bitcoin movement is smash that subscribe button and ring that bell and be sure to drop a comment. It helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can follow me all across crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A crypto analyst with a history of calling Bitcoin retracements is weighing in after the leading digital assets recent rally. The synonymous trader, Crypto Capo, tells his almost a half a million Twitter followers that he remains bearish and believes most people are not prepared for what is coming. And it shows. And he also digs into the charts to provide a more detailed analysis where he thinks Bitcoin is headed. And although Capo says Bitcoin short-term price action looks bullish, he still believes that traders should zoom out. Quoting him here, low time frame trend is bullish, no doubt about it. High time frame trend is still bearish, and this is another lower high. Low time frame bearish confirmation is below $22,000. Main target remains $15,800 to $16,200. Now the analyst concludes by plotting out five Elliott Wave indicators dating back to the beginning of the year. He says the metric suggests that one last leg lower is coming between now and September. As shared here, this move up is showing all the characteristics of a wave four, corrective move forming hidden bearish divergences, fifth wave missing. Now, the Elliott Wave theory is a technical analysis approach that attempts to predict the future price action by following crowd psychology that tends to manifest in waves. And according to the theory, an asset goes through five wave cycles before a major market reversal. So there you have it. How many of you follow the Elliott Wave theory for technical analysis? Let me know in the comments below. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Billionaire venture capitalist Shamath P is warning that the global economy appears on track to witness two phases of recession. That's right. In a recent interview on the All In podcast, Shamath says the world is currently experiencing supply side recession, which he notes is the first part of the process. Quoting him here, we have been in a supply side recession. This is what has caused inflation. We have to go through a process of taking all excess money that's been put in out. And when you do that, we will destroy demand, and then that'll trigger a demand side recession, and we will destroy asset values. I think we are still firmly in that first phase, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the reason why I still think we're in the first part of this process is because people, broadly speaking, still have a lot of savings because of all the stimulus checks. There is still a lot of money. Now, Shamath also says there are a few indicators suggesting when those savings have been depleted and the global economy is about to enter the second phase of the recession. Quoting him again here, when people are more motivated to reenter the workforce, I think that's a signal. When credit delinquencies really start to spike, that's another signal, because people then tapped out their savings, then they tap out their credit cards, and then all of a sudden they become delinquent. When all of those things happen, you're probably now at a point where that first phase of supply side issues is largely done, and now you get to the demand destruction. But all of those roads, unfortunately, lead to the same conclusion, which is equities get really under pressure. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Shamath P. And to watch this video interview he did on the All In podcast, check the show notes below the video in the description. And speaking of Shamath P, now let's cover his throwback $1 million Bitcoin price prediction. The Virgin Galactic chairman has shared his Bitcoin investment strategy, predicting that Bitcoin's price can reach $1 million per BTC. And he further suggested that everybody should have 1% of their assets in Bitcoin, since it's a fantastic hedge. And quoting him from an interview with Anthony Pompliano, in 2013, I bought a lot. And at one point, I think I had almost 5% of all the Bitcoins. My basis is about $80 a coin. I've never bought more, making him a true Bitcoin OG. But now for a very interesting quote, most of my Bitcoin now sits with a company and they use it for trading purposes. Oh no, I wonder what company he gave his Bitcoin to. They use it to run a bunch of other strategies, he added. I did that mostly for safety and security and for peace of mind. Now let's discuss his Bitcoin price prediction. When asked how high he thinks the Bitcoin price can go over the next 10 years, he responded, it's a 10-year trajectory. I've always thought of Bitcoin as a very binary investment, whether it goes from 80 to 8,000, 6,000 to 3,000 to $13,000. It doesn't matter, noting that Bitcoin's price will either be zero or millions. quoting him here, what it will do is create a quasi-gold standard. It'll create an index, except instead of having to own gold, where gold is owned by central banks, it is an instrument that has value that's determined in between its participants, and it's owned by everybody. And he also shares, everybody should probably have 1% of their assets in Bitcoin specifically. I still believe that today, and I think that Bitcoin is just a fantastic hedge. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the billionaire venture capitalist. What are your thoughts surrounding the Bitcoin price realistically hitting $1 million? And by what year do you feel this will be viable? Let me know in the comments below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Steve Hubbs wrote, Robert Breedlove's $12.5 million Bitcoin prediction by the end of 2031 is in line with what the Bitcoin log growth curves are projecting in that time frame. Yup, solid target. Send it. Our next featured comment comes from Lawrence Abramoff, who wrote, congrats on the new studio JV. That's pro quality videos you are pumping out daily. Cheers, fam. Greatly appreciate your continued support. Let's get it. And our third and final featured comment comes from eCoin. Aloha Friday JV. Solid show. And the new format with green screen is looking good. Ready for the weekend. Let's freaking go. Let's get it. HODL. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.